In his regular column Daddy Issues, dad of one Matthew Baxter Priest tackles the perils and pleasures of fatherhood. This month, he bears witness to the start of the future. A bear, apparently. That's what my daughter wants to be when she grows up. I know this because the other day I asked her. I then asked her if it had anything to do with the fact that at the time she was playing with a toy bear. No, I just think being a bear would be fun, she said. I would be lying if I thought, well, that I didn't agree. A little later on the way to school, she wanted to clarify her earlier answer, but this time in a form of a question. I can't actually grow up to be a bear, can I? She asked. So I played along. Well, why not? I asked. Because bears are not people, and I am people, she rationalized. That's true. But maybe you could grow up to be an actor who plays the role of a bear in a movie or a cartoon. Or maybe you can become an illustrator who specializes in drawing bears. Perhaps you could get a job that helps make sure that bears and their habitats are safe from hunters and extinction. Or, you know, you could become an arctophile, which is the name given to a niche set of people who collect teddy bears. Okay, I may have lost her with that last one. However, what was clear was that little spark that flashed behind her eyes at the idea of thinking a little less literal. The idea of thinking, why not? I never planned on being a journalist. It wasn't a lifelong passion of mine. I didn't have family members in the business. I didn't even particularly like writing. It is something that I decided to have a go at while I was ambling in a period of post-university self-discovery. A series of unpaid internships gave me enough insight into the pace and practical side of the industry to pique my interest. And then a year in journalism school gave me the tools required to have a go at it. And then experience allowed me to develop my work ethic, learn how to properly tell stories, and, importantly, find my voice. Throw in a decade or so of random beats. Biofuels International Monthly, anyone? No? Even more random experiences like snowshoe trekking in the Arctic Circle with Prince Harry, and maybe a spectrum of great, good, and ghastly editors, and, well, you know, here we are. No complaints from me. I even have a couple of shiny awards on my desk. One for this podcast, in fact. Simply put, life is just a series of challenges that we all face. I use the term challenges intentionally, as it's pretty much how all business books suggest you refer to problems. Not every fork in the road is a roadblock. Not every decision is irreversible. Yada, 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 yada. As you can probably tell from those rather crap examples, I don't read many business books. But I do subscribe to the challenges, not problems way of thinking. I still remain a little bit bitter when I look back at my school times and the lack of vision that the system instilled in me and my fellow students. The international school I went to followed a British curriculum, but seemed more focused on getting us to memorize textbooks and teaching us how to pass exams so that we could eventually go on to pass more exams and then, you know, pass more exams. Job aspirations? I don't know. Doctor, lawyer, banker, police officer, teacher. I mean, my parents worked in education. Seemed all right. I was never aware that I could have been, I don't know, a typographer or a marketing director or a location scout for films or someone who wayfinds mall car parks or, you know, makes money via trading, I don't know, his extensive collection of rare teddy bears. Finding what you want to do with your life is a challenge. In fact, it's one of life's biggest. And while there's no reason why children under the age of 15 should feel pressured to meet that challenge as early as possible, I believe that a key part of education is to broaden people's way of thinking and seek to ignite that spark. I asked my daughter again a few days later what she wanted to be when she grows up. And she said she didn't know. But it was okay that she didn't know because she was still a kid. And she had a lot of time to think about what she wants to do with her life. I suggested perhaps maybe she should reconsider being a bear. Matthew Baxter Priest is dad of daughter and editorial director of Esquire GCC. You can follow him at Mr. Pika on all social media. This show was written and recorded by Matthew Baxter Priest, and the music comes courtesy of Epidemic Sound.